Hello, Audio Boom. Just thought I'd do you a little Easter update. Gonna get the dog in first. He's having a bit of a shout. Come on, you noisy little rat bag. Get in. Wake the neighbourhood up. Let's just lock the back door. He's not going out anymore now. That's him done for the evening. Yes, I've had a very pleasant Easter today. I went over to Barbara's and we did a roast dinner together. Caught the bus. Only just caught the bus, though, because the bus leaves my bus stop at 1 minute past one. It did today. And my bus stop is probably about 30 seconds to a minute maximum away. So I got Kinsey ready. And I also got the lamb steaks, the parsnips and the roast potatoes. Well, not the roast potatoes, the potatoes ready, because that's what I was taking up to Barbara's. And I got him all saddled up. And all of a sudden, my talking clock said, it is 1 p.m. And I thought, shit, bus is going to be here in 1 minute. So flew out of the door, locked it, and shot up the alleyway and turned left to the bus stop. And just as I got to the bus stop, the bus was coming up behind me. So he stopped, I stopped, and he opened the doors and I got on. Anyway, I shall tell you about my lamb steaks. I got these lamb leg steaks from Iceland. They are basically, when you have a leg of lamb, you've just got a couple of little bones in it, and the rest is all meat with a little ring of fat around the edge. Now, these steaks are basically cut from the leg, so there's plenty of meat, only a little ring of fat around the edge, and they're not greasy at all. They are lovely, solid meat. And I decided to bring lamb chops, or lamb steaks in this case, up to Barbara's to do dinner. And I thought, what can I do to tart them up a bit? So last night at about 2:30, well, that would be 2:30 a.m, so very late, I was having a little look on the internet and I decided to do garlic and rosemary marinade. So, and I discovered that the lamb chops, I thought I'd got two out of these lamb steaks, but I'd actually got four out, so I'd actually bought 12 in Iceland. So I thought, okay, that's all right, we'll do the four and we can always have cold tomorrow. So I made the marinade, and basically a couple of lovely fat cloves of garlic, chopped up really small rather than crushed. Sprinkled that over the lamb steaks, and then I didn't have any fresh rosemary. I wish I'd known that Barbara had a rosemary plant, because I could have got some, but I did have dried rosemary, so sprinkled some dried rosemary over, and some salt and some black pepper, and then some olive oil. So I just poured a bit of olive oil over and rubbed everything in with my hands and mixed it all up and put this in a plastic airtight box with a lid in the fridge, left it marinating from about 3 o'clock. Well, it had 12 hours roughly, 3 o'clock till probably 4 o'clock even. So that was my garlic and rosemary lamb steaks, and they were gorgeous. Oh, they were beautiful. And we had garlic roast potatoes that Barbara did. Roasted parsnips. I made stuffing balls, sage and onion stuffing balls. And veg, we had peas, carrots and broccoli and Yorkshire pudding. And we had gravy with some chopped fresh mint in it, because Barbara has fresh mint in the garden. But she can't have mint sauce because she's allergic to vinegar. So I said, why don't you chop some of the leaves up and just stir it into the gravy to give it a bit of a flavour. So she did. And that's what we had for dinner. Then, a bit later on, once we digested, we had blackcurrant cheesecake with some defrosted fresh summer fruit berries over the top for some extra fruit. And that was very nice too. We also had a couple of glasses, well, throughout the evening we had a couple of glasses of this rather yummy cherry liqueur that you can get from Lidl, and a can of beer to wash the roast dinner down. And yeah, it was a lovely day. It was quite warm. I don't think it's been as warm as it has been for Easter, but we're out in the garden admiring the flowers. There's a couple of little troughs with some polyanthus and some tiny little daffodils in it. And I remember planting the daffodils last autumn, just popping them in there, and they're all up now. There's double primroses and some tulips, hyacinths, all sorts of lovely things in Barbara's garden. So it's looking really colourful and really spring-like. And then, of course, we're having a look at her budgies. She's got four budgies now, as well as all her other birds. They're all varying shades of blue and violet, and they're very pretty. So, yeah, it was a lovely day. Kinsey had a wonderful time. Saw his friends Ben and Tessa and was playing with them and playing out in the garden, taking shoes and slippers down to the end of the garden. And, yeah, I had a really nice, relaxing day. And I walked home at about 9 o'clock because I thought the walk would do me good. I'd get some fresh air, help walk the dinner off. Because I was getting quite warm and sleepy around at Barbara's, and I thought, no, I've got to go. Otherwise, I'm going to crash out here. So that's what I did. And so I left at 9 just as she was watching Poldark. I watch Poldark too, but I wait until it comes on the BBC iPlayer because then I can get it with audio description because I don't have a telly here. And I'm quite happy just to use the BBC iPlayer for stuff. I don't mind if I don't watch it at the same time as when it's live. I'm not bothered at all. So I shall probably watch Poldark tomorrow morning and catch up with the series because I'm really enjoying it, and it's great with the audio description. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Still got a bit of an annoying cough from remnants of the cold. It's sort of a bit of a chesty cough, really, and my right ear is blocked at the moment. Keep having to press it and squish it to see if I can relieve the pressure. I just feel like I've got some pressure in my head, like I'm in a pressurised cabin of an aeroplane. So I'm still coughing a bit as well. So it's on its way out, though. It could be a lot worse, but my tinnitus is really bad at the moment. But I haven't felt dizzy for a while, which is good. So hopefully we'll have some more sun tomorrow. Probably might go out shopping tomorrow. I don't know yet. I'll see how we feel. I did a load of shopping yesterday, actually. Food shopping it was. And, oh, God, we went to Iceland and it was full of screaming kids. And I could have cheerfully blasted a lot of them to eternity. All those little screaming rat bags running around. But there you go. Probably Saturday wasn't the best day to go shopping anyway. And especially not on the day before Easter Sunday. So all home, safe and sound now, feeling very relaxed. So I'm going to sign off for now and say goodbye to you all in Audio Boomland until next time. Bye bye. Pause recording.